From New Orleans, this is Music Inside Out. I'm Gwen Tompkins. This week, we're talking about brass band music with author Matt Sacchini. His book is called Roll With It.
The tuba, the marching drums. There's just nowhere else in America where young black musicians are playing this kind of music, growing up hearing this kind of music. You can't avoid it.
Oh, and did we mention that members of the Rebirth Brass Band are with us?
Don't you wish, you can be like a Rebirth, brother.
Back up, everybody. Rebirth coming through after the break. There was a time in the nation's history when nearly every town had its own band. Dedicated, but largely unpaid, town bands brought fanfare to holidays, weddings, parades, even funerals. The tradition began in Europe. But in the U.S., John Philip Sousa made the repertoire as American as the Washington Post March. In those early days, many of the players were veterans. They'd performed in military bands dating back to the war between the states. But by the time Sousa died in 1932, hometown bands, community bands, civic orchestras, and brass band ensembles were played out nationwide. Those that survived appeared old-fashioned, quaint, hokey. And yet, American traditions age differently in New Orleans. Brass band ensembles here are still on the streets and in the clubs, and the repertoire has always been unique to the city. Back in the 1920s, musicians were playing the New Orleans Wiggle. Nowadays, wigglin' ain't the half of it. Brass bands are doing much more. They're all little rascals.
Are always playing music of the moment. This is how musicians talk to one another.
That's Matt Sacchini. He's a musicologist at Tulane University in New Orleans, and he's written a book about brass bands called Roll With It.
So back in Louis Armstrong's day, when jazz was emerging, they were playing jazz music as they marched through the streets of New Orleans. And in the following generation, when the swing bands were popular around the country, brass bands were playing Gershwin, and then they were playing R&B in the 50s, Fats Domino, and soul music in the 60s, and the current generation of brass bands plays funk and hip-hop on their horns. It's so these bands are constantly in dialogue with the national popular styles that are happening at any given moment. And then as far as that kind of only in New Orleans ensemble, the tuba, the marching drums, there's just nowhere else in America where young black musicians are playing this kind of music, growing up hearing this kind of music. You can't avoid it.
You know, we had David Simon on the show not long ago, who is the creator of that HBO series Tremé, and he made this very interesting point, which is there's some things about New Orleans that don't travel well. So in terms of brass band music, does it travel well?
Oh, does it? Yeah. I mean, brass bands are engineered to travel, first of all, literally. I mean, the tuba is called the sousaphone. It was invented by the band leader John Philip Sousa because he wanted the bass to be able to march down the street with the rest